Now to a Christmas song that started as a throwaway and has become a holiday favorite. Mark Uricki from member station WCPN has the story behind Christmas Wrapping.
The Waitresses was a smart aleck new wave band born in the late 1970s in Akron, Ohio. Founder and songwriter Chris Butler recalls that one summer, the owner of their independent record label asked them to come up with a Christmas song.
June of 1981, he came up and, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? Let's do a Christmas album with all our artists. Now, at the time, the artists were like Lydia Lunch, Alan Vega from Suicide, people you don't normally associate with warm, fuzzy Christmas feelings.
Butler ignored their request, but by the fall, the owner was insistent.
I took a little bit of this half-written song, a little bit of this half-written song, and wrote kind of a short story, and we literally put it together at the last minute at a couple of rehearsals, and we recorded it in, I think, 2 days, mixed it in one, and then forgot about it.
Because the band was on the road, touring behind its single, I Know What Boys Like.
I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me.
Around mid-November of that year, Butler phoned his girlfriend from the road.
And said, hi, just checking in. She said, you are all over the radio. And I go, great. You know, 9 months of flogging, I Know What Boys Like, finally. It cracked a college radio ghetto and has hit, you know, mainstream radio. She goes, no, it's your Christmas song. Wow, that?
The Waitresses had to relearn the song so they could add it to their set list. That was some work for lead singer Patty Donahue, who had to memorize almost 500 words.
Bah, humbug, that's too strong, 'cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush, just 'cause it's tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year.
The song's title, Christmas Wrapping, spelled with a W, was a spoof on Curtis Blow's Christmas Rappin' that came out a year earlier.
Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme.
Chris Butler's song is a short story about a woman who just wants to spend the holiday alone.
So deck those halls, trim those trees.
Christmas Wrapping sold especially well in the UK, and in 1998 the song got a big boost when the Spice Girls recorded a version. It's been covered by the children's group Kids Bop and performed on the TV show Glee. It's also on one of the top iTunes albums this month in the UK. John Gerke of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame says around three-quarters of its inductees have made a Christmas record. Gerke says Christmas songs can have a lasting impact, no matter how silly.
If you were 6 years old and the first record you got was the Chipmunks Christmas album, I guarantee if you heard it today, no matter how old you are, it would actually hold a special place in your heart.
And they continue to sell year after year, says Gerke, in a window of only about 6 weeks around the holidays.
Five of the top 20 all-time best-selling singles are Christmas records. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You from 94, that has sold more copies than I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
For his part, Chris Butler says he certainly can't live off of his song, Christmas Wrapping, but he does get a nice little annuity from the seasonal hit.
The fact that you get one at all is a gift, and I think I'd rather have that on my tombstone than He Know What Boys Like.
But for a guy who never liked Christmas much, he sounds pretty sincere when he says it's not just about the money.
I will be in a grumpy mood around the 23rd of December, and I'll be at the mall buying something, and that song will come over the radio, and it just smacks me on the side of the head. It's just lightened up.
For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricki in Cleveland.
Christmas.